The battle of airport lounges just got two new entrants. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. In the beginning, there were lounges for passengers on specific airlines. There still are, and it can cost $500 or more a year to gain access. Then there were third-party lounges like Priority Pass lounges. Many credit cards permit access, and they're okay lounges, but rarely noteworthy. American Express upped the game with their first Centurion Lounge in the Las Vegas airport in 2013. There are now 13 in the U.S., 11 abroad, and they're a cut above your standard airline lounge. Then two other credit card companies, Capital One and Chase, joined the game with a high-end decor and more lavish food offerings. Again, to visit, you had to hold one of their premium cards that costs around $550 a year. But a couple of weeks ago, Chase opened a new two-floor lounge at LaGuardia, the New York City airport that's been undergoing a massive renovation. Another opened in Terminal 4 at JFK. Both are said by early visitors to be leaders of the pack. Let us know, won't you? More travel info at armworldtravel.com.